Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God has been good to us once again. And tonight's the night that we're going to come on the radio with the program, Can We Talk? One of the things I've come to understand about what's going on with the body of Christ is that we need to talk to the Father. The Father said, call upon me and I will answer you. Call upon me and I will answer you. When we call upon him, he wants to talk. And so it came into my spirit, can we talk? And I know the day in this life we now live, there are many problems and situations that are going on. Many people are asking many questions. Why do we talk now? When we look at what's going on in America, America is standing in a place right now where the Bible declares Yeshua HaMashiach is on his way back. There are many that's out there listening that are not ready for him to come and take us back with him. One thing I will say tonight, one thing, I thank God what the Bible says. I read it. I thank God whom I have from my forefather with a pure conscience to the best of my ability, that without ceasing I have made remembrance of every one of my prayers day and night, that God will bless them and keep them. So this night is a night that we just want to say we thank God for everything he's done. And one of the things I found out about this that we have, many people have come to a point in life where they want just enough to get by. I want just enough to get by. I want all that God wants me to do what he wants done. Because just getting by is not fruitful. When I read the Bible and I found some scriptures, I want you to understand something. Because when the enemy talked to Jesus in Matthew, he talked to him. He talked to him violently. And when I read the scriptures, when he said, he spoke to the enemy, and he told the enemy in the book of, in Matthew 4:1, I read this, then was led up to the spirit in the wilderness. To be tempted of the devil. And when they had fasted, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards drawn and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterwards hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made to bread. And when Jesus didn't need a sword, because he was a sword. He was the word of God. He was a rhema of God. The sword of spirit withstand those attacks that are happening to us. But Jesus began to let the devil know, it is written. And every time the devil said to Jesus, if you are who you say you are, show me. See, that's the game the devil plays. He plays that game. And I will say this on the radio station that Can We Talk? It is written, Jesus said. See, the Holy Spirit, in all the power and might, bring us to provide for the due season. He threw the scriptures all the way back to the book of Deuteronomy. He wielded the rhema word with the mighty blade. It is written. Cut him down. Cut him down again. It is written. And when I look at what Jesus said, it is written again in verse 17. He said, it is written. He said, it is written. He said, now, I go back to verse 16. Now, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written. That's not what it was written. If you go back and read what it said in the book of Psalms, but the devil is saying, I want you to just, I'm going to mislead you because I want you, well, who are you? You say who you are? Show me. That's what the devil is saying today to many believers that are coming on this radio station throughout the whole nation. I want to encourage everybody to understand it's a mind game out there being played. See, the devil started quoting those scriptures. He knew how to quote them. But he always talks a mind game. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hand they shall bow their least in a stone. When you read that Bible in the book of 91, and you find out what God has said, Jesus knew the word. That's why he could not be deceived by a deceptive ploy. See, the devil is full of deceptionists. He wants to fool you, con you, come into your mind and play the game. Can we talk? I want you to do one question. When you ask yourself, is the word of God better in you, living active, a powerful, a head knowledge? Or do you have God's word? Which is better? That's something you can we talk? I have one person on the line with me, and I want to raise. Are you on the line with me? Hello out there. Can we talk? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing? Oh, this is Miss Kentucky. How you doing, Miss Kentucky?
I'm all right, Mr. Texas.
All right,
I'm
then.
All right.
I'm just going through some scriptures that I just said some questions that way. What is the Rhema word? The word we see from God, the Logos word, the Rhema word come from God. And when I look at all these attacks that the enemy puts on us, it behooves us to let it be known. Now, Miss Kentucky, you're all the way in Kentucky. Let me ask you a question. Now, from Houston to Texas, have you experienced any rain down there in Kentucky?
Not a lot. Not as much as we thought we would. It should be some coming in probably within the next few days, but no, not a lot.
Now, what about in South Carolina?
I'm thinking South Carolina might have got... Oh, you're talking to me. Oh, somebody else. But, I think they got some rain, yes.
But at the same time, there was a lot of rain that came down. Because I'm looking at the president on the set today, and there's so many places that have been just drowned out, and the people that.
Yes.
And I just say, do you think it's God talking or that's man talking?
With all the storms and the rain and stuff. I always, you know, God always gives us good things, and he always wants good things for his people. And he loves us. He really loves us. He doesn't want these things to happen, but sometimes God allows things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think he allows it to happen just to get our attention. And, this is the end times, you know, and the devil's doing a quick work because he knows he doesn't have much time left. And so God is doing a quick work too, you know. So I just believe that, you know, God is always in control of a lot of things. You know, despite that the devil is the ruler of this world now because thanks to Adam and Eve, but God still has control. And everything's going to be manipulated, but it's going to be orchestrated by God on how everything that's happening. God is orchestrated and it's working in God's plan because you know his plan is he's coming back
mm-hmm.
to his church. Mm-hmm. But he's given everybody an opportunity to come to him because he loves us so much. Christ died so that we could be reunited back to God. And he's so patient. He's doing so much to bring us back that if we don't get in when he shuts off his grace and mercy, his wrath and judgment come, it's gonna be too late, and we can't say, you know, that give me a second chance. Oh Lord, I didn't know this. You knew. God has done so many things,
and you will be joined into the conference.
Yes, he uses the weather and everything. Or whatever his environment.
Please announce yourself.
And
to bring people back. Go ahead.
No, good. Because I want. Can we tell? Because that's the question I'm asking everybody across the nation. And you in Kentucky, we're here in Texas. That's why I asked that question.
And you're thinking about that weather, when you talk about the weather, I don't know if you heard, there's people out there, the Islamic world,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people in the Islamic world, they are actually being visited by Jesus Christ himself. And they're being visited by Jesus Christ, and it's happening so much to, I think someone asked, if you've been visited by him, or the man, you know, and to let them know, call in and let them know. So God is doing, he says in his word that everybody's going to know before they die. You know, everybody's going to know him. So he's
mm-hmm.
going to work. If he has to, it looks like, it's almost like if he has to show himself to people, he will, you know. But, and you know, if somebody in those countries, I look at it like this. Sometimes, you know, if you talk about Christ in those countries, they cut your head off or they execute you. Well, if Jesus comes to you himself, then you can't touch him, you know, because you just can't execute him. But, my heart goes out to a lot of people that's on the coast, the East Coast. A lot of stuff going on, fires in California,
mm-hmm.
mudslides, flooding in different places. And I've heard people here saying, thank God we live in the hills, you know, because it won't touch us. And I have often said, oh, you don't know, we can't say that. Because if the Lord wants to send something here, he can, because he sent Ike here years ago when Hurricane Ike hit. It made its way all the way to Chicago, all the way around. And, you know, and it hit in Friday, I think, in Texas, but it hit us on Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday morning
yeah.
when everybody was in church, you know. So if the Lord, you can't say what can happen, because I'm on the river. I can walk. I'm 2 miles from the river. And if he wants to raise that water, whatever he wants to do, God can do it. But we're not excluded from anything that's happening, and you know, the weather or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
I believe that God wants the best for all of us. He wants us to come in. I don't think he does harm or things like. I don't think he's doing it. He just allowed things to happen, you know, because years ago he kept stuff from happening to us. So now it's almost like he's, you know, just letting it happen, hoping that people will come to him. So it reminds me of, I'm trying to think, forgive me, Pharaoh and all the things that come upon those plagues and stuff that come upon them. He allowed it to happen, so to show how mighty he was, and to get him to bring people, you know, to let his people go. So I believe, you know, I really believe that. To me, many years ago, as a child growing up, and you know, we know things happen, but if something was to come, the Lord blocked it. You know, he didn't let, we were blessed. He didn't let things happen, certain things happen to our country, you know, as it's happening now. Because we're having earthquakes in places. I remember, you know, like California normally have a lot of earthquakes, but I was in one in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and we've been way up here. We're all the way to New York and Maryland. So we don't, you know, he loves us, and I think he's trying to get everybody's attention, because he is coming back very, 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 very soon. And
okay. Hold your peace. I got a person in the sea. I got a person around with you. Can we talk? The last 4, 6, 4, 2, 1. Can we talk? Can we talk? Are you there?
This is
Pastor Z. Hey, can we talk? Can we talk?
Hi. I just tuned in, and I was just hearing what the woman of God was saying, that God is soon to come, and he's trying to get the body of Christ attention.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that happens, God has control over all and everything, even with the concerning the president, because with the children of Israel, when the children of Israel they would do good for a little while, and then they would get out of hand, and God would have to send a hard taskmaster. And that's mm-hmm. what this Trump thing in the White House, that he had to send a hard taskmaster because the body of Christ have turned their face away from God. And so God is a loving God, but sometimes he'll allow the things to get the attention of the body of Christ because there's so much playing going on and behind the pulpit, in the church, in the body of Christ. They just living how they want to live, living any kind of way, living secret lives and just all kind of things that you know, God has shown me and things that I have mm-hmm. seen mm-hmm. in the body of Christ. So he would, you know, he said that that scripture said that the just and the unjust, you know, we're gonna all, it rains on the just and the unjust. So mm-hmm. you know, we have to suffer some things as well. And so, mm-hmm. like she was saying that, you know, you can't say, you don't know. We don't know if an earthquake would come and hit Houston, or it was an earthquake somewhere in Texas a couple of years ago. The scale, I don't think it was very high, but it was enough to for you know, it they had rated the mm-hmm. the they measured it, so it was strong enough for them to feel it. So, you know, that's unlikely. You know, you don't hear that, but God created heaven and earth, so we don't know. And, you know, it's just time for us to start fasting and praying. You know, just like we had the men's conference, and we all laid out and we prayed. You know, we prayed. It's supposed to have been 80% of rain, 80% of rain, and we all prayed, and then God blinded that storm and turned that storm around. And it was extra hot. It was extra hot, but it was beautiful out there. And they were just saying it's gonna rain Saturday, it's gonna rain Sunday, possibly some flooding. But we, the people of God, went into prayer, you know, and began to pray. He said, if my people who are called by my name, God is calling for his people, and we are his people, and we're called by his name. And so the church have gotten away, so far away from repenting. So he had to send a hard taskmaster, whether we want to believe it or whether not. Whether we want to believe it or not. But he had, just like the Israelites, they were disobedient. They were hard-headed. They didn't get, when Moses led them into the wilderness, and he led them into the wilderness, and they never did get a chance to see the promised land that God had for them. And then their children end up sinning, and then their children did good for a while, and then they began to be to get disobedience, and he had to send a hard taskmaster.
Amen.
So, you know, yes, God is trying to get the attention of the body of Christ.
Okay, well, let me ask this question. That is a question I've been pondering for quite some time. Do we still have to baptize people with water?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we have even, you know, they just the church is sleeping. They're sleeping. They have mm-hmm. fallen asleep And they began to run the church how they think they should run it, and not seeking the Lord and anything. So yes, sir. We should be baptized.
Well, I want to. I got a lady on from. I got a lady from Tennessee. Miss Tennessee, do you agree with her?
Tennessee or Kentucky?
I said, do you agree with her?
I believe that we should obey the word of God, and I believe that we should continue to baptize, because, you know, it's two baptisms, one with water, one with the Holy Spirit, and the water is the outward symbol, it's the outward sign that when we go under the water, we're telling the world, and it's symbolic that we're saying that I am been crucified with Christ. I've died with Christ, and then when we raise up with the water, we raise up as a new creature. Now, when Christ died, when he was resurrected, he was resurrected, and he ascended to heaven. So he's considered the first. He is the first resurrected person. But that's symbolic. When we come up out of that water symbolically, we're saying, not only are we saying that we're a new creature in Christ, but that one day our bodies are going to be resurrected, at Christ's second coming. So it's symbolic. Now, I will say this, and I strongly believe this, there are people, just like the man on the cross. Now, I don't know if he was baptized or not before, on the cross, before he did all his dirt or whatever. I don't know the history of that man. But the thing is that he didn't have an opportunity to be taken down in water, but he had a penitent heart. And his last word, he protected God. So God, he went with Christ because God knew his circumstance. And it's a lot of people at the last minute that they don't have a chance to go down into the water baptism, the water.
Amen.
But they give their, at the last minute, they give their life to God. Sometimes they might be in the hospital. If you go to the hospital, people in the hospital ministry, they may not have never been baptized by water, but the thing about it is you witness it to them, you ask them, can they, believe in God, repent before they die and stuff, they might not have a, they in beds and things, they might not have a chance to go and be baptized. And
Amen.
I believe that God is looking at that with their heart, when
Amen.
They change their heart and they become humble. So, no,
let me
you have the ability to go down and get water, you go down. I believe in it. I've been baptized. Now, I came from a church that's Francis, and I
Amen.
never
been Let me ask this
question. I only believe in baptism of the whole, of water. And
okay, let me ask this question. I'm looking for a young man named Mr. Emil Jones. Is he on the line with us, Mr. Jones? I don't see your number. Are you there, Mr. Jones? Eddie's coming on later on. But I got one on the line here. Your last four numbers, 8934. Can we talk? Your last four numbers, 8934. Can we talk? Can we talk?
Dr. Hunter, this is Ruthie. I just joined in. I'm on mute, but I'm here.
Okay. But I have a question. Can I ask you a question?
Okay, Dr.
Hunter,
go ahead.
Well, the question of it is, what I just said I was waiting on Pastor Jones to come, but I just want to raise a question to everybody. In today's standing in our three branches of government, are we going back to the old way Israel lived? Are we living in the now Israel or what? Can somebody help me to understand that, please? Anybody? Can we talk? For
Did
example.
You say going into the old way, are you talking about with the new government that we have now? Are we reverting
yes.
back to the way it was?
Yes.
Are we reverting back to the getting, putting, you
we're
know,
going back to
Christ
days
back into our constitution? Or are we reverting back to Jim Crow days? Which one are you talking about? Because
both. Both.
I really believe Trump wants to try to bring it back to the way our Constitution was originally formed. I really believe that. Whether he's obeying it or not himself, but I believe he's really honest. In my heart, I believe that's what he wants to do. But in the meantime, also, I think he wants to bring it back to that good old boy day. Where we take our rights away, where we work for 67 years to get where we are now, and he might want to take those rights away. I think he wants to do a little bit of both, but I've heard him talk about Christianity, and I heard him talk about, you know, he really wants to take it back. Now, whether he does it or not, I do believe he wants to take the church, you know, take it back to our original constitution.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. Now, the one thing I will say to everyone, I've been noticing on the prayer line that I'm on with G-Man's prayer line, we've been seeing a lot of things happening. And that's why I say, can we talk? And I'll tell everybody, God healed my body of cancer. I'm a living testimony. There are many, many more that we're going to be praying for to believe what God has said. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes forbearance. It takes desire. It takes the fullness of God for God to see in our hearts. And he has given us scriptures to verify. And one of the things I like is one of the sisters was calling in today. And cancer is the number one threat in the United States of America. Now, how do we get this done? Because he told us to go out and preach the word, teach the word, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Yes, I do believe that. But my main question to me is, when my body, and I'm talking about my body, I don't know about anybody else's body, when my body, they told me cancer was there, and I want to give God the glory, I want to praise him for what he's done for me. And I took the word, and he said in the book, he says, I sent my word and I heal them. That's intuitive of me and everybody else that can believe. But that's in the Old Testament. The New Testament, Jesus said in Peter, by the stripes he bore on his back, we are healed. We find various scriptures. But I want to let somebody know, getting healed is simple. You got to believe, you got to believe, you got to believe in what Jesus Christ done. And I'm here to tell you, God can heal you. God will heal you. God wants to heal you. Now, there are a lot of us that are on this radio station that I thank God for y'all. And I say this much to everybody. There's no God like our God. There is no God like our God. He's the only true and living God. And he will bless us like never before. One thing that I can understand is this. That I can't understand, the more we take notice, some years ago, we didn't have these different radios, these new telephones we have. I mean, it's just something else. I mean, we can on that, we can call somebody across the nation, talk to them right now. We're talking to a person in Kentucky. It's VR, something like that. See what God is putting in our, trough. He said, you have the right. You have the authority. Well, I know this much. One thing God can do, he can never lie. And one thing I like about it, what's going on now, we have to come to the fullness of what God is saying. And thank you, Rupert. I know this much. And I hope somebody else. I would like to ask, can we talk? That's my cue. Can we talk? Does anybody have anything they want to talk about? I've tried to get Pastor Jones. I think he's coming on. Anybody got anything you want to talk about? Can we talk? You got a friend who you want to talk to in New York, Georgia, California? Via this.
Dr. Hunter, this is Cynthia. Hello to everyone.
Hey, how you doing, Cynthia?
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. Thank you. I just wanted to mention as well what you were saying, and everybody, Pastor Z, I heard what she was saying. Not only does God heal us, but he wants us to be obedient. God is trying to also heal us to the point where we don't have to wait for somebody to pronounce cancer on us or pronounce stroke on us or pronounce heart attack before we start doing something about it. He's speaking to a lot of us right now. He's trying to heal our temple. He wants us to be good stewards of our temple, to respect the temple he's given us and treat it like we should be, treating it, you know, with putting the right foods in our bodies. If you're diabetic, you shouldn't be eating a whole bunch of sugar, you know? If whatever your concern is, you know, you got COPD, but you're still smoking, you know, God, he speaks to us and he wants to heal us, and he does not want us to get to a point where we got to be dying, you know what I'm saying, in order for him to do a miraculous work, which he still will do that miraculous work. That's awesome. But maybe it's something going on inside of us and we don't even know it, and he's trying to heal it by whispering in that sweet, soft, still voice of his. So I just would encourage everybody to listen to the Lord and to be obedient once he tells you what to do, and take care of these temples we got as best as we can. Amen.
Well, Cynthia?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I would like to do this here. Somebody out there listening behind the scene, see some on the computers, some on the tablets. Can we offer a prayer for some people out there right now?
Yes, sir, I can.
Dr. Hunter, can I add on to what Sister Cynthia was saying?
Of course you can. Can we talk? Of course you can.
Yes, sir. I want to add on what she said. There is something that God is saying. I might not have heard it right, but what God is saying, God is speaking to us that in order for God to deal with our heart and to deal with the issues, we got to go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and then we will hear from heaven and he will forgive their sins. He will forgive our sin and he'll heal the land. We have gotten far away from repenting and asking for forgiveness. We have unforgiveness in our heart. And, you know, God, he looks at the heart. So in order for healing, it got to be a repentance before there's a healing.
Amen. And everybody's right. Our opinions are right. And that's one thing I like about Can We Talk. God has a vineyard. That's why he got 2.16 billion people on the face of this earth. We all don't speak with the same tongue. We don't speak with the same level to understand it. But God has a way of putting it out there. So, Cynthia, will you commit to prayer, please, for somebody out there in the nation? Somebody named we don't know. Somebody right now, God wants them to hear what you're saying, what we're saying, that God can bless them. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And yes, Pastor Z, I agree with you on that. That is very, very necessary. And I don't want to ever assume, but I just know that disobedient, we come to the Lord, we should be in. Get forgiveness and repentance for what we have done. Because I'm going to say this and I promise I'll pray, Dr. Hunter. But I'm working on my temple, getting my temple healthy, because I was overeating and just not treating it well. And I had to go to the Lord and repent for not treating my temple right. I had to repent for
likewise,
the wrong food in. And I had to repent for overeating. I had to repent for not exercising. I had to repent for taking my body for granted, and he gave me so much grace and mercy over the years because he kept me. I had to repent for disobeying him and not listening, or just, you know, so many things. So I'm glad you said that. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Lord God, we come before you asking you to just hear our prayer, Heavenly Father. Forgive us of all things we've said and done, or those things we have not done, and you have told us to do it, dear God. We ask for forgiveness for disobedience, dear God. Also, dear God, for not taking care of our temples as we should have, for taking you for granted, dear God. Lord God, your word said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you have knit us, dear God, in our mother's womb. Dear God, if you did such a good work right then, we have an obligation to take care of what you have given to us, dear God. Lord God, we just ask that you would continue to whisper your word in our ears, dear God, in our heart, dear God. Make it be visible in our sight, dear God, and let us not turn a blind eye to it. Bless that it will be in our vision and we will see it clearly and know that it is you, our shepherd, speaking to us. Heavenly Father, make it clear and plain, and then help us to write the vision for our life, dear God. Help us, dear God, not our own vision, but the vision you have for us, because you want us to be healthy. You want us to be whole. You want us to be strong, dear God. And, Lord God, for those people who are in control of the things that we don't have control over, indirectly, like the pollution in the air, Lord God, we ask that you heal our land, that you heal the air, you heal the water, you heal the animals, dear God. You heal everything, Heavenly Father, because all these chemicals and different things coming from different ways is no longer being produced as you meant for it to be produced from the earth from when you first formed this earth, dear God. Forgive us of all those sins, dear God, of trying to have things that are genetically modified as if you need our help in order to create food for us, dear God. Forgive us, for dear God, for holding back seeds that are being held back of natural things, dear God, and then we're developing things and feeding it to people that, and we know it's not good for them. Forgive us for trying to be God, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I ask that if there's anybody, dear God, who is needing a healing, that you will heal them. We thank you for healing Dr. Hunter of cancer. We thank you that you're the cancer healer, that you're high blood pressure healer, that you're the diabetic healer, dear God. Man says remission about this and remission about that, but we say full healing in the name of Jesus. There is no remission. What you did, dear God, and when you healed, it was 100%. Dear God, you even healed sometimes over and above what they were asking. So, Lord God, we just thank you for healing. We lift up our dear God right now, who's having issues with wounds on his body and is trying to invade his body, but we speak against that in the name of Jesus. By your stripes, Jesus, he is healed. We speak on other people, dear God, who have mental problems, dear God, and emotional problems, dear God, and just everything. Lord God, teach us how to love, teach us how to forgive, teach us how to repent, and teach us how to take care of these temples you've given us. We ask this in all things, in Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And one thing I will say to y'all on praying is this much. As a man, it is very important that we bow before the true and living God. It's very important, godly, to come before God. And I confess, I have not taken care of my temple like I should. But in my disobedience became obedience. I stopped eating all the bad food I was eating. I stopped eating all, drinking all that bad water. And I've come to understand the less sweetness I have, the better my body makes a movement. When I was weighing 300 pounds, the doctor said, you can lose it or it'll take you out. I now weigh 258 pounds. I'm still losing weight. I'm eating nothing but a lot of fruits. I'm eating the herbs of the earth. I'm doing certain things. I'm modifying because I want to live 120 years. I want to be able to have, I want to have, be able to have this temple. And see, God left me here for a reason. I don't know what y'all can say, but I know he left me here for a reason. He says, I'm going to show you. I'm not going to let the devil kill you right now. I'm not going to let the devil take you, but right now, I want you to understand so you can tell somebody else. My purpose is to tell somebody else, lose that weight.
Mm-hmm.
Get you some sleep. Don't eat a whole lot of fried food.
Amen. Amen.
Eat you some wheat bread. Eat you some eat you some hard eggs. Eat you some carrots. Eat you some corn, raw corn. You've been raw on the corn. Eat it raw. It's good for your body. How do I know? Because I'm feeling a whole lot better. I'm talking a whole lot better because I'm bringing to the understanding what I can tell somebody. See, a weak body can't fight a good fight. That's why the devil hits it when they find out, well, we got them boys, got them other ones, because they ain't going to eat. But I used to do a lot of drinking. I was young. I drank a lot of beer. Smoke a lot of weed. I did a lot of things. But when I found out, before I got to be 40 years old, I said, I got to put all this stuff down. But it was almost too late because your vessels, your blood vessels, have to be permeated by the flow of the heartbeat. Has to be in sync. And when your blood pressure is not in sync, when the doctor say your blood pressure is 120 over 88, I say, I'm doing good. But it's my pulse. If I'm on my pulse, I say, okay, well, my pulse, you know, the pulse, maybe I'm saying it wrong, when your heartbeat, my heart gets to 40, they say, no, you get it. You got to get up to 60 to 66. So I start doing different things during the day, not sitting around, getting up and walking and talking and moving. Why? Because I want to be able to say to the devil, you can't beat me at your own game. Because God got the game. But I'll tell you, one thing I will say tonight to everybody, we have to have a military attitude. A military attitude. We got to dignify, mortify, and fortify what we have to do with the Word of God. What God does for us. Now, I know this much. I want to do this while I have you on the line with me. And Pastor Joan might have got the wrong time, but I want to do this right quick. Can we talk? Thank you, very kind.
Yes. Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come this night not with a heavy heart, but a joyful heart, knowing that you're still God, and besides you, there is no other. Tonight's the night, Father, we declare and decree that all things work together to those of us who believe. Father, we believe what your word said. We believe what Jesus said for us. And then, Father, tonight I want to pray for all the men who are out there in the world that don't know Jesus Christ, that they will come to the knowledge of knowing him, the Son of the living God. Father, I pray for the husband that they will take care of their wives, that they will be obedient to their wives as their wives are obedient to them. May the man take Ephesians and understand what it says. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. And then, Father, I pray this day that the children be disobedient. And, Father, we're living in that time right now where we're living, Father. Somebody's temple is not being fortified right now. Somebody has been attacked by all 39 diseases, Father. But we call your word into existence in our bodies. You've shown us the anointing, Father, that flows through us. You've shown us the ability that flows through us. This night we declare and we decree that all things are working, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for some things that are going on. Because the ruler of darkness of this world cannot have the fullness of what God is doing in our lives. We want to thank you tonight, Father. I want to thank you for Houston. I want to thank you for Beaumont. I want to thank you for Louisiana. Matter of fact, Father, I want to thank you all 50 states. I want to thank you for the United States of America. I want to thank you for both, all three houses, for the Senate, both houses, the Supreme Court, and the President. Name, not name by name, but the position, Father. Because we know that you put people in position, you allow things to happen when it's not going our way, but straight out. If my people that are called by my name, if we are called by God's name, and if we come to God and submit to God and obey God, he's going to heal our land. And then, Father, right now, because there's a war going on with the tariffs across the nation, there's a fight going on. There's 800 million people right now, Father, are homeless. Some way, somehow, America should start feeding those people. We need to pull the hate away from us, Father. We need to pull down the right doing. Stop abusing, stop cussing, stop fighting, and putting the word of God in the hearts of everyone, Father. And then, Father, because I know that the devil, the enemy, he's trying to come in with his power. But our power is so raw until we come in with the sword of God's word. We don't mind fighting a good fight of faith. And then, Father, somewhere in my own family, somebody's disgruntled right now. I pray for them, Father. Somebody across America, in the sea, or in Israel, in Russia, in Yugoslavia, in India, Pakistan, wherever they are right now, Father, we declare and decree, Father, somebody will be fed. Father, you took that angel and fed that man You took that animal and fed that prophet. You can do the same thing in this time, Father. But there's some in America, Father. We pray for these young people, Father, who've fallen by the wayside. They won't obey their parents. Call them to come under the understanding of a rule, to know that they must submit, that their days will be numbered upon the face of the earth, and they should obey their parents. I thank you, Father. I pray for the pregnant woman right now who's trying to make a decision whether to abort her child or save her child. But the child she keeps, she don't know, it could be the president, could be a governor, could be a senator, could be somebody in this life, could be a multi-billionaire, could be that person what you sent into this world. Father, we know the time is short, but we praise you and we love you and we thank you. For tonight, we just say hallelujah, and your coupon begins tomorrow, and I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for this radio station tonight. I want to thank for everybody that's involved tonight. And then, Father, many who could make it in, Father, I don't have an idea, but you know better than anybody else. But tonight's the night, Father, that I just say I praise you. Can we talk? Tonight's that night, Father, we just lift up our voices, our hands, and say, yada, 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 yada. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise you. And then, Father, tonight's that night, somewhere in the darkness of the caverns of this world, in Houston, Texas, in Louisiana, all around, somewhere. And then, Father, I come to understand, Father, where the men will take their position, and a lot of the women right now, Father, are taking a position out of order. But I pray for them, Father. I pray that they will come to know who they are, what they must do. I pray that there's a many Ruth and Naomi's out there. I pray that there are a lot of Mary's out there. I pray that there are a lot of Sarah's out there. I pray, Father, this night, in the name of Jesus, a lot of Martha's. I pray this morning for the wholeness of God. Father, tonight's that night, we just praise your holy name. Our prayers are being sent up for the men and for the women and for those who are calling on the name of Jesus. Can we talk? Amen. Can we talk? Anybody got a subject they want to talk about right quick? Anybody, we got time. We got some more time. Can we talk? Can we talk? Let me ask another question. Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
When we say be strong in the Lord, can somebody really explain that? Be strong in the Lord. I'm just strong in the Lord. Can we talk?
To me, I love it. Be strong. Be of good courage and be strong. When life throws a lot of things our way, it's just life. You know, we didn't create this world, but we're born into it, and you know we have to deal with it. But with the when you have Christ in your life, and He's your Lord and Savior, and you've turned your life over to Him, you repented and everything, you've given your life to Him, you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost indwelling inside you. You have the power from the thank God for the Holy Spirit. It gives you the power to overcome a lot of obstacles in the world. But to me, that means, and we all have to live it, every last one of us talking, and those that are listening out there in the world, everybody, we go through a lot of things in life, and we have to me, be strong. Be strong means to stand your ground, stay with the Lord, defend them. Defend it, you know, because it's the lady that just spoke on this show, she's still here on there, about how the churches are pulling away. We're apostating. And she saw, that touched me just to listen to her talk about it. It's so true. And it should be a subject on its own one day, you know, just talk about that, Dr. Hunter, because it is a lot. And come across people who are Christians, but they kind of diluted it, you know, because they are, like she said, you know, we're not doing the right thing, we're not repenting, we're not sticking to the Word of God like we used to. We don't have that we're not developing a relationship with God like we used to, and so we're apostating, and we're doing our own thing, you know, and we're making up our own rules instead of staying with the Word. So I deal with a lot of people that want to say, and this has been an issue with me, that want to say, oh, no, you know, this and that, and they get offended when you actually bring them the pure unadulterated word. And these are, you know, our people, the children of God. And so I had to sit down and talk to the Lord and say, Lord, what's going on? You know, this is really troubling me. I feel sad. I feel burdened. And these people going, you know, we're doing everything that we shouldn't be doing with the word. We're just taking it and making it into something else, and we're not sticking with your word. And but the Lord told me, you stand up anyway. So to me, that means be strong, be encouraged, even when the things that I go through in my body and my life and the things that I had to go through with the death of my husband and everything, the Lord is there, and he taught me to be strong, you know, be strong. In so many words, stand your ground. Don't give up. Don't let the enemy cause you to fall. And if you do hinder or trip or fall, get on back up, because the Lord loves you anyway, and he's right there with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. So that's, to me, it's a lot of things we have to see in this world, especially as Christians, looking at the Christian world today. We see in this world, and it hurts us, because we know this is not what God wants. He doesn't want us to apostate. He wants us to continue to grow. He wants us to, we're to edify one another. We're to rebuild each other. You know, just just stay together and assemble ourselves together and try to build up one another and keep each one encouraged, because we know that day is approaching and it's coming quickly. So to me, it hurts me to see my people, my Christian, my brothers and sisters, talking a different talk, you know, putting a new handle on the word of God that's not intended. But I have to sit here and talk to the Lord and say, I got to stay strong. I got to be encouraged. I got to defend. Sometimes they say things and it's intimidating and you want to back off. But the Lord said, no, you stand up and you defend my word. You know, you go ahead and say, you know, I don't get in arguments. I follow peace with all men. But I have my way. The Lord will give me the words to say, and I'll tell them. I said, well, you know what? This is what the Bible say, and I'm going to stick with it. If I'm in an organization right now, we're not for sure if they believe in the Holy Spirit, you know, but I still stand my ground. So I think that's what it means. Be encouraged. Even what your body's going through, what your life's going through, your emotion, you know, your world, your lifestyle, your world, or whatever your world, stay encouraged and stay close to God, because God loves us, and he would never forsake any one of us or leave us. He's there for us. He's working it out for us.
Dr. Unhunter, what was the question?
The question.
I was doing something and I'm listening, but I didn't hear it. What was the question?
Okay. I said, what does it mean, be strong in the Lord? Let me see that. I'll come right back to you. I got a caller just come on. The last phone number is 7515. 7515. Can we talk? Pastor Z, go ahead. Pastor Z?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know that question. What was the question? You asked, what does it mean to be strong in the Lord? I believe it's, you know, just encouraging ourselves that we have a relationship with God. One time we talked about cliche. Some people say it because they hear other people say it. But overall, it's having a relationship with God. You know, God, he don't recruit, or he don't train us to be weakling. You know, he don't, when you coming against the enemy, you got to be strong. You got to be strong, and then you got to watch what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your lips. You know, we're not weak Christians, and in order for us to fight, the good fight. We got to be strong. We got to have a relationship. We got to be strong in the word. Because just like that man, that those demons were cast out and nothing was put back into his house. And then his latter was worse than his beginning.
Yes, it
you
was.
Know, so we have to be strong in the, we definitely got to be strong in the word with God and in the word of God. We got to be strong in that area. So that's what I...
Okay, well, I know the difference. He said, finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong. It's a direct command. Direct command. Be strong.
Be strong.
Mm-hmm. That and
Mother, then the Bible's right.
Mother Bobby, is that you?
Yes. Oh, my God. I thought that was secret.
Yes, oh, sir. No. Go ahead, Mother Bobby. Go ahead.
No, I was just listening.
Okay. Well, then,
I was listening at the conversation.
Yes, ma'am. But I know this much. Can we talk? One thing I would just say in my life, coming to understand, the wheel, W-I-L-E-S, and devices and deception of the devil is always there. And we have to put on the whole armor of God. And what I found out in my life, and I am sincere, God is the author of my life. And every day I find myself repenting by something I thought about, wanted to say bad, because I want this temple clean. And those that I'm associated with, the consistency of that cleanliness of what they're doing with the word of God provokes me to want to do it even better. That's why we must encourage each other to be strong in the Lord. And I like it sometimes when somebody don't think they know too much, they want to just give God the praise and the glory. That's why the devices of the devil, he said, when we put the whole armor on, Mother Bobby, it says us, we're fully equipped to do the warfare. And there are a lot of people that say they're ready for the warfare, and they're not ready for the warfare. I know. I've been there. And the devil would whoop you. Oh,
yes.
He whoop you bad. He'll embarrass
yes,
you. He'll tell all those
yes,
things you did fast that you rest God with. I know you did this, your honor. I know. And see,
yes,
he'll try to embarrass you. But if you're strong in the Lord, you can shut him up.
Yes.
You can shut him up.
Yes. Yes.
And so
yes,
that's why I thank God we have to put on a new set of clothing. We have to put on the holy garments.
Mm-hmm.
Holy. I like this word. Like we have to put on some killer shoes. K-I-L-L-E-R-S. Killer shoes. Why? Because those are peace of what? Of a feet, of what the what? A peace. And when the enemy comes, I ain't taking no nonsense over you, devil. No, I'm not going to do it. One thing that I will say to everybody tonight, you've answered the call. I will wait on Brother Jones to come. I'll try to text him, and some other things are going on in his life. I can understand that. But right
yeah,
now, I want to just say this much. The weaponry that we own this radio line is going across the nation. Do you know you can call somebody in your family right now and have them to call this phone number, and we can start talking to them right now? I know somebody right now. I called them, get them on the radio station, and they didn't know they was on the radio station. Her name was Valerie. Valerie didn't know she's on the radio station because she said, I can't talk. But I said, Valerie, you've been on for 20 minutes talking. What? I didn't trick her, but I want you to know that's what God does to those he loves. He wants to encourage her and strengthen her. And Pastor Z is a great encourager. And also is Cynthia is a great encourager. Cynthia's like Cynthia's like this. She hits your face up. And don't even bat an eye. Kaboom, boom, 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 kaboom, boom, 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 boom. And what I love about Ruthie comes on with the sword. My God Almighty, when she comes on, and I can say, all I can say is praise God. It's not about me. It's about us putting the word of God out there. Now, you know, somebody tell me, can we talk about these young people that have been in prison, that are coming out of prison right now? They're using everything. Can we talk about that for just a few more minutes? Can we talk? Do you have anybody in your family that's in drugs right now? Do you have anybody that you know that's full of drugs, want drugs, gotta have drugs? Can we talk? Can we talk?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mother Bobby.
Yes. You're speaking of someone that's been in prison, that came out of prison and strung out on drugs. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had a son that went to prison. He was heavy on alcohol. He was heavy on drugs. So he went to prison. And when he came out, he got back in the state he was in. And it took, like, control of his mind. He couldn't think straight. He, very educated. Straight A student, straight B, cum laude. Graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So it just took control of his mind. He allowed it to take control. But the only thing brought him back to reality is he had a wreck. And when he had a wreck, he was so drunk he couldn't run. He couldn't get away. The man just held him there. And when the man held him there, the laws came and got him. And they locked him up. And they gave him 18 years for just a third DWI. So today, he's walking around. He has a good job. He has bought him a home. And he's doing fine. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. But he's still under, he has to report every 2 months, I believe, now.
Yes,
he still
is,
has to report. Because when he got out, he had 10 years to report. Just for an accident, he ran in the ditch just for a third DWI. So now he's doing fine.
My God.
So he got out and he went. He got out and he went to, he started going to church. So he's doing fine. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He doesn't do any of that. He said he came to reality. That was not it. He never had any money. He liked to fight. He stayed in trouble with someone. And I thank God for that. And it took praying. It took people to conversate with him. But it took him. He went through that situation. And he went through it in hard times because we didn't have the money to keep there for him to continue to have money to spend every day. So what he did when he was incarcerated, he went through into training. He studied. The time he could play, he went to the library. And he studied, he studied up on his case. So he found out, but it was too late, a lot he could have done because he was a very smart student.
Mm-hmm.
A lot he could have done, but not knowing and not being aware. When he did find out, he was too late because on case, he could have fought a lot on his case. But it gave him the knowledge to be able to do that.
Amen.
So I thank God today that that's a blessing. And I told him he has a testimony because he has been pronounced dead, laying on the streets down in Houston. He's been pronounced dead. He has testimony to tell people. But I pray to God that he gets busy and take care of Papa Father's business.
Amen. Well, we got two more minutes, but I want to say this to everybody. I want to thank God for you being on the radio tonight. And you can always go to my Facebook and you can push on the program here on tonight. And you can, it's recorded. You can download it. It's on there for your convenience. One thing I say tonight, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you until we meet again. Peace of God be with you. Amen.
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 God
Thank
bless
you, Dr.
y'all.
Hunter.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Beautiful call. Bye-bye.